Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Hello, everyone. We hope you are doing well on this somber event. I don't know how to call it. You can tell by how somber the evening is, by how red my face is. You can tell that I have had a glass of wine. I kind of give away the game a bit too much. Roma, they draw 1-1 to Fiorentina. I mean, so much to get into. Before all that, we have to thank all of our wonderful patrons. If you would like to join the group chat, get early access to this funeral arrangement, so to speak, you can go to patreon.com/RomaPress. And as always, the support everybody has given to us on YouTube, we greatly, greatly appreciate it. We can't thank you enough. It does truly make evenings like this one, where Roma essentially collectively lined all of us up in a row and just kicked us between the groin, it makes evenings like this far more tolerable. So truly, from the bottom of our hearts, we greatly, greatly appreciate your support. Again, youtube.com/@IsRomaPress. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff, or even leave a comment berating our opinions. We appreciate those too. But nonetheless, thank you for your support.
The comments berating your opinions.
Well, I mean, where
right after you posted your initial take on Twitter, we got hate mail from some of our greatest supporters.
I mean, where I don't even know where to start, man, because I told both
We can start where it all starts. So we can start with, you know, Roma lead after 5 minutes. That's where we can
that
start.
That was great. Well, if we want to take, like, if we want to compare this game to kind of like a story arc, or compare it to a novel, I mean, man, the act one was pretty nice. And that's even considering to act one being Paulo Dybala, which getting injured, coming off in the 22nd minute, I believe it was.
Paulo Dybala looking great and then coming off injured.
Looking fantastic.
Yeah,
you juxtapose those first 20 minutes to him being injured. If you take his 22 minutes and just combine it into one summary, one metaphor, you have the Paulo Dybala experience at IS Roma. You have brilliance. You have a very clear picture as to who the two best players of Roma are. Paulo Dybala was put... He was sensational in those 20 minutes. It sounds so silly to even say that, but wow, 20 minutes. Holy shit.
Pure class.
Fantastic. I mean, I wouldn't even venture to say he's at 100% yet, because he got injured. He returned. He goes onto international break.
He wins player of the month for November. Yes. So that's, you know, he's looking great. He's looking, again, like the Dybala that we knew from last year. But that also entails him getting hurt after 20 minutes. You have to take the good and the bad with Paulo.
Do we though? Because I feel like at this point,
there is no other alternative.
is 20 minutes of
Zardaras Moon comes in, he gets injured as well. So it's not like
Before we get into like that part of it, into the actual match, I have to tell you, I had a bad feeling about tonight, because I watched the full match in Bergamo between Atalanta and Milan, and then I saw Lazio Verona, and I thought, man, they
insane results for us, insane.
Napoli too,
so good.
I mean, you want to talk about like a golden nugget falling? Have you ever seen the movie Joe Dirt? You had to have, yeah. Okay, you know when the asteroid or the meteor, as he calls it, falls from the sky and he thinks he's just hit it rich, yeah? And should I say spoiler alert for a movie that was made in, what, 2001? 2002, something like that?
It's fine. You can go ahead. I don't think...
I don't know exactly which year. I just remember that it was released.
We have listeners who just woke up from a coma, so...
I just remember it was released the same time as the wonderful Tom Green movie, Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh, Freddy Got Fingered. Classic. Which that's, was... You know, there's Martin Scorsese and then there's Freddy Got Fingered.
And then there's that. So the meteor falls out of the sky. Joe Dirt thinks, oh, boy, I'm rich now. This guy who's been down on his luck his entire life, a meteor falls out of the sky, creates a crater in the earth. He thinks he has hit it big. He pulls this thing in the wagon. He's even eating off of it. And then he takes it to a pawn shop. And the guy has the unfortunate task of telling him what actually, that thing that you have been carrying around in your wagon, it's not actually a meteor. It is actually a big hunk of crap. And that is what I felt like after the 22nd minute after Paulo Dybala. I mean, that was a hunk of crap. And the second, that meteor, wherein we saw Napoli drop points, Milan drop points, Lazio drop points, the second that meteor fell out of the sky, we knew. I knew they were going to screw this up tonight. I knew it. And I didn't know the fashion in which they would do it. I didn't know how painful it would be for us. I mean, it is usually very painful. But again, at this point, most of us would qualify as a dominatrix for how much pain we are willing to endure. Or wait, no, it's the other way around. What do you call a person receiving?
A victim of circumstances.
Yeah, I don't mean to kink shame, if this is even shaming, but in all seriousness, like, we are used to things going badly. But I mean, I didn't think it would be this. It was almost bizarre with the pain rolled into one. As you just said, you have Romelu Lukaku, Paulo Dybala, they combine in the fifth minute to get Roma an early lead. And I have to tell you, at that exact moment, like, if I could just freeze time, I was thinking to myself, holy shit, this is it. This is it. This is the time. This is where Roma, they combine everything that they have gotten wrong. It is Roma showing us everything that they have fucked up early in the season. It is them showing and proving to us that they learned their lessons and they are ready to show all of the quality that they have and the belief that they have within themselves to dominate an opponent. I wish I was able to freeze time right then and there. I feel, you know, like, I was so much happier in that moment than I am right now. And then there's everything that happens after that. And I don't even know what to say, man. Like, I don't know who to point to. I don't know who to be mad at. I don't know who to blame. I don't know which of the players I want to give the Chris Benoit cross-face crippler to, and then maybe carry out some other things that are one of my favorite French-Canadian wrestlers did on a certain evening in, 2009 or something like that. I just watched a documentary on him, so I'm probably going to drop about 9 or 10 Chris Benoit hints in this episode. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, you end the match with Paulo Dybala injured. You end the match with the red card to Zalewski, which... I know you are not his biggest fan, but even by his standard, by the Nikola Zalewski standard of just pure and utter stupidity, the timing of his sending off could not have been more just appropriate to how things have gone for him of late. To be sent off that early into the second half is inexcusable. And then you lose Romelu Lukaku. He is also sent off. So now we are going into the stretch where you have, we don't know how long for Paulo Dybala. I'm still waiting for Roma to let us all know in the media group chat as to what the situation is. And then Lukaku, at least one match suspension. So
basically you don't have Dybala, you don't have Lukaku, you don't have Serdar Azmoun.
In the most important stretch of the season. So yeah. You should have expected this. Where do you want to start? Because I have to tell you, I'm mad at, I think, everything and everyone, because there's no one thing I can point to. I'm just angry.
I don't know if I can say that tonight I'm mad. I can say that I said it before, tonight was a must win because you're playing at home and you have to make home, you know, your main strength. That's the opinion right there, you know, that Roma, they have so few guarantees and reassurances in this life or any life that we've seen Roma perform in, that playing at home in a packed Stadio Olimpico with fans chanting behind you all 90 yes. minutes, despite the fact that you're playing down to nine men against the Fiorentina side that you should be winning against. I mean, that's the game right there. So the moment that you lead this game, you have to score the second goal. You have to shut it down. You know, you have to send Fiorentina packing right there and then. And we once again, we are getting the same old from Roma, which is they see all the other teams collapse. So as you mentioned before, Milan, Napoli, Lazio, they all collapse. They all underperform. And Roma have the perfect golden chance to, you know, to come out swinging. And they do so, right? After 5 minutes, they do so. Everything seems perfect up until that Paulo Dybala injury. And what do you know? It's sort of like that's the domino effect that we feared because that leads to Sardar Azmoun coming on. Sardar Azmoun gets injured. Zaleski gets sent off. And then eventually Romelu Lukaku gets sent off. So and can you even blame the performance? I mean, again, what performance are we talking about? The performance that we know from the opening 20 minutes or the performance that followed the Nicola Zaleski red card? You know, it's that's where it comes right. down to. What maybe we had like 20 good minutes and then we had on and off 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. And then Fiorentina having all the momentum their way. So
that second half
was this a match that you should have won? Yes. Does this point hurt? Yes. Does this point squander any chances going forward? No. Do the red cards, do the injuries put the next few games at risk? Most definitely. Because as we said before, Roma are not a team that has a plan B. They don't have a plan C. They don't have a plan D. They have a plan A, and even that is shaky. So take Romelu Lukaku out of the equation. Take Paulo Dybala out of the equation. What are you left with? Like, honestly.
You are left with...
what are
well, you are left with the guy who scored
El Shaarawy. You're left with what? Well, with Lorenzo Pellegrini trying to... Oh, you're left with Gallo. Yeah, you get the Gallo.
Rooster. You want to talk about the story arc. I mean, that guy looked like he was ready for redemption in that first month and a half. Having to rely on him now, it almost feels weird. I mean, he started the very first match of the season. He scores a brace. He looks like a guy reborn. He says, I feel better. I had a full summer preseason with Roma. I am ready to relaunch now. I am ready to show what I can do with Roma. I don't know realistically how much you can expect Belotti to give. I mean, again, for me, I don't even know where to start with this. I suppose me not coming out and, completely berating Jose Mourinho is going to obviously get some people saying I kiss his ass too much again in the comments. But man, I don't know what Jose Mourinho can do to unless he can perform some sort of surgery on the limbs of Paulo Dybala. He can't prevent him from being injured. He can't prevent Nicola Zalewski being sent off. I don't know. This is one of the few times where I come from a match of Roma where they get a poor result. That has happened thousands of times in my life and hundreds of times with you here.
At a moment where you need anything but a poor result, right? So
yes. And again, this was not as if it was the second or third round of the season. This is a round where you know coming into it where two of the teams fighting directly with you for a top four place have dropped points and you have a chance to create a gap between Napoli and gain ground to get what? Plus, I think they would have been only two behind Milan had they won tonight. A fantastic, fantastic. Yeah. Once
They would have had 27 points. 27 points. Milan are at 29. You're right there. Yes. You put distance between yourself and Fiorentina. You put distance between yourself and Atalanta. You put distance between yourself and Napoli, who are in a slump. As always, it's a matter of Roma. Roma have this tendency of looking at their opponents at the worst times and then not looking at them. They're almost like they play without the awareness that. It almost felt like they played without the knowledge of the previous night's results, you know, and that makes the difference in the long run. Is for a team to know when to really go for the jugular, for a team to really know when to step their game up. And it seemed like, you know, they once again we had this illusion of Roma coming out of the gate 5 minutes in. Get an early lead. The team is flowing. Dybala is performing. Lukaku gets ahead in effort. Beautiful. Everything's fantastic. It's almost like a honeymoon in Rio. And instead, one thing starts a chain reaction. And it's always like that at Roma. One thing cannot start and end there. No, it has to lead into other episodes, into other situations. And so Paulo Dybala gets injured, and then all of a sudden, that is not only something that you must deal with, the injury in itself, that causes Roma to sort of spiral out of their momentum, their great flow that they had built up over that period of time. They have to bring in Serdar Azmoun, which, okay, cool, that's cool. But once Serdar Azmoun goes down, then you have Nicola Zaleski, who does what he did, and that's a whole different. It's like this: instead of having these isolated episodes, isolated scenes, you have these sequences that lead from one thing to the next one. And with Roma, it's always like that. They never are able to isolate the issue. Take, you know, okay, Dybala got injured. You know what? We're gonna keep doing our thing. No, that's. Unfortunately, that's the way it is, because Dybala is so important to the team. That there's always going to be a side effect. So that's what we're looking at, you know, at a team that is unfortunately unable to compensate for all the side effects, for the injuries. That's the moment Mourinho says it's so important that we stay healthy. We got three players that are out with injury. So
that is a perfect way of putting it, man. Like, they have no idea how to isolate the disease or prevent its spread. You know, they are so intent in allowing it to go to other vital organs and into other important, not even parts of the match, but into consecutive matches after that. I almost feel like to tonight, a match like tonight, focusing on individuals. I mean, obviously, Paulo Dybala goes down injured, but those final 65 to 70 or so minutes. Did anybody stand out to you as, wow, they understood the task at hand and they looked prepared to take on an added responsibility? They looked as if they...
I don't know. I mean, I thought both teams would look quite disorganized. So rather, Roma started off hot and then it sort of... Obviously, it crumbled as the minutes went by. But Fiorentina, again, you know, it's sort of like that. Roma seemed to always, I mean, not always because they do get the results, but very often in these difficult games, in these games where the stakes are very high and you know about it and the team knows about it, they very frequently lower themselves to the level of their opponent, or rather they adapt to the way the opponent is playing. So Fiorentina, they're not having a remarkable game. Roma immediately match that same energy. And once again, that obviously leads them to squander a perfect chance, which would have seen them sitting comfortably fourth place. Now they still sit fourth place, but they're on equal points with Bologna. Just have one more win, I think, to their record.
Yes.
And then you have everybody else breathing down your neck at a time where even the smallest slip-up can cause you to spiral out of top six, I believe, something like that. So yes. Top six, top seven, I mean, you're looking at a really congested table. So in a moment where you're going to face a lot of difficult teams, hey, up next, you got everybody. You're looking at Bologna. You're looking at Napoli. Those are teams that are right there with you. You make one mistake. We see what happens tonight. You make one mistake and you lose the 3 points. You make one mistake and you go from leading to playing to nine men. Like that's what happens.
That is what happens. And I mentioned this in an episode a couple of weeks ago. I think it was before the Derby, if I'm not mistaken. These chances where you have teams ahead of you dropping points like this in unison in the same round, they don't come about often. They really, really don't. And thus far, both opportunities in which it has happened and Roma had a chance to take advantage, to grab all 3 points, to grab a victory, to grab a win that would help not only not completely erase, but at least soften the blow of the mistakes you made earlier in the season. They have fumbled them completely. And I don't know what to really think about this Roma, because the funny thing is, when you see them play, when you see them just when the moment gets difficult, yes, they are able to come back. We know that. They have done that so many times in just a handful of weeks. But man, it is almost like they have it in the back of their heads. And you could see them like saying it to themselves, like, we can't screw this up. 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 And they do just that. I don't know if it is a character flaw, if this is a technical or a tactical issue, if this is a problem with the lack of Sanatori in the dressing room or something. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to isolate this problem. I don't know how to pinpoint how they fix it. And that, I mean, to me, is the most worrying thing. It would be one thing if Rui Patricio is letting the ball go through his legs. Okay, well, you purchase a new goalkeeper, and there you go. End of discussion. I mean, with this, is it a problem in the midfield? I don't know. Is it the defense? I don't know. Is it the attack? I don't know. Is it Jose Mourinho? I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. And I feel like coming up on, it will be round 16 when Roma face Bologna. I mean, to have that level of uncertainty, in my opinion, it is just as worrying as having a very glaring issue. I mean, not knowing the problem to me is in itself a problem. And I don't know how they fixed this thing. Because, I mean, do you know what to expect from Roma from weekend to weekend? Because I don't. I don't think anybody does. I don't think Jose Mourinho knows.
No, exactly. I think that you tap into a very concrete problem, is the fact that even at full strength, you don't know what you're going to get. Now that Roma are not going to be at full strength, that makes it even more complicated.
Yeah, And two, we have talked about the lack of, really the lack of concrete alternatives that they have. I mean, to have to rely on some of these guys against, we know who they are playing in this stretch. I've said it ad nauseum the last few weeks. I mean, to me, it almost seems in a way unfair to have to rely against in Torino against Napoli. Can we rely on Belotti? Is it right to rely on El Shaarawy, a guy who you and I have both said he knows his role? We know his role. It is from the bench. This is not the guy that can or should be relied upon from the very first minute. I don't know. I don't know anything as to what to expect from some of these guys. Zalewski. Yes, we know he could be foolish, but then we see him pull something out from his backside at times too. I don't know what to think about this Roma. You said it earlier. They have so few guarantees. To be missing at least one of those guarantees for we don't know how long yet, but I would have to imagine Paulo Dybala is going to miss at least a couple of weeks at the minimum. To be without that one guarantee, you're going to be without Romelu Lukaku at least for the next match against Bologna. I mean, you take away the few guarantees they already have, I am terrified now. I am terrified because this feels like one of those moments that you and I, we have experienced so many times throughout the seasons when we have been doing this podcast, where the car is hanging on the edge of the cliff. We are going to find out right now as to whether or not there's enough weight to keep the car onto the cliff and prevent it from falling off the cliffside, or it is going over.
That's a great metaphor, man. I think you learned your lessons from me. that's pretty good. I have to compliment you.
But it's at that point now, and thus far this season, they have prevented that. They have prevented it where everything goes off the rails like it could have after Genova. They prevented that. I feel like we are there again. And
they prevented that at full strength again.
Yeah, well, that's exactly where I'm going. And now, as we said, most important part of their season. This hurts. This almost feels like a defeat. I mean, most of the time, you get the result against a team that is directly challenging you for a top four place. You feel good about it. But man, to lose against this Fiorentina that I have watched ad nauseum this season, and they are the embodiment of the word inconsistency. You think Roma is inconsistent this season? Fiorentina, they either look like the Barcelona Pep Guardiola, or they look like Pescara of, who was the manager that you always point to of that the Pescara side, the one Zeman? That got promoted? No. When they were in Serie A. Remember, yeah. Do you remember how bad
Oddo, Massimo Oddo? No.
Yes. Okay. they're either one of those two.
2016. There's no in between. Yeah.
So I can't believe you remembered that. How? That was the season where they had like two or three different.
The worst defensive record for any.
Serie B.
Yeah.
For them to not get a victory tonight against this Fiorentina, I am sorry. There is no excuse. There is nothing that they can give as an alibi, in my opinion, that would be valid, that we would or should accept as valid. I don't care about the thing about Paulo Dybala, Zalewski. Okay, whatever. You have to do this because these opportunities are so few far in between throughout the season. For you to have fumbled in consecutive months at this point now, twice you had this chance where you had Napoli, Milan, all of these teams in front of you for top four drop points. Before kickoff, by the way, before the referee blows the whistle, you know if you win tonight, you gain ground. That's it. Nobody else is playing after you. They fumbled both opportunities this season. I am so angry because they screwed up the first month of the season. They wouldn't even be in this position if they didn't drop points to Verona, to Salernitana, getting embarrassed by Genoa.
Well, what are we talking about? We can't be talking about the past constantly.
I understand that, but
when, it
when
sucks.
You get to a point where you have an opportunity to make up for a mistake you made in the past, you are going to show one of two things: that you learned from that mistake or that you didn't. And they are showing again, they didn't. So now we are at a point where they enter the most crucial part of their season against the most difficult opponents, and you are going to do it without the view, as you said correctly, the few guarantees that you have, you're not going to be with them.
Gone.
I don't know who to be mad at or how I should feel right now, because this feels like a defeat.
As I said before, anything other than a win in these games of this very busy and difficult schedule at home, anything other than a win is underwhelming and is considered a disappointment in my book. The way this match was set up, I mean, we should be grateful that Roma walk out of that stadium with 1 point. They keep their position in the table. Cool, that's great. But as you say, you know, it's quite a terrifying prospect to envision this Roma team playing, for example, without Romelu Lukaku. Doesn't mean that he solves every problem for you, but he definitely scores. And I don't know. We have the highest number of goal scorers per team in Serie A this season. Great. We have, I think, 12 people scoring this season. So that's great. But without Lukaku, you miss the consistency. Now, having sat Belotti for so long on the bench, I don't know exactly in what kind of shape he's in and what kind of confidence level he has. The awareness that, hey, if he's getting any minutes, it's just because Serdar Azmoun is out and because Romelu Lukaku is out, you know? So that's the thing is once again, we're confronted with a team that has to compete on a number of fronts with other teams that I think have a clearer idea of who they are, or at least, for example, I mean, or they're competing with teams that more or less deal with similar uncertainties, and instead of taking advantage of it, Roma almost follow in their footsteps instead of, you know, saying to themselves, well, look at that, Napoli, you know, the undisputed champions of last year, now they're just barely making it out alive with Mazzarri at the helm. We should take advantage of it. No, they, and instead of speeding up, they start to break. And that's unfortunate, because it just shows you that still, no matter what, year three with Mourinho, there's still that piece missing from Roma being able to truly compete for what they tell the world that they set out to compete for, which is top four Champions League football. If you can't see that Milan and Napoli are struggling, that Atalanta, okay, they got a win against Milan, but they were coming off a very difficult stretch, have plenty of injuries. Lazio, as inconsistent as Fiorentina, if not more. If you, Roma, sitting now fourth in the table, can't recognize this as the golden opportunity, as the moment to show what you're made of, then I'm sorry, but you shouldn't be where you are.
Yeah, you deserve nothing. I completely agree. I don't know what else to add. This has been so disappointing, so painful, so frustrating to watch unfold. I really don't have more to add, because I'm sure all of you feel the exact same. So we're going to leave it there. This is where we're going to know what is going to happen. We said it in the previous episode. There is so much on the line for this stretch of upcoming matches. To come off a match against Sassuolo, winning the manner in which you did, to not be able to carry that into tonight is so disappointing, so incredibly frustrating. But they don't have any alternatives. They don't have any opportunity to lament, to cry. They just have to get back up, dust themselves off, and win. I don't really know what else to say beyond that. So we will leave it there. Chat with you later in the week. Until next time, ciao.